With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Jury selection will resume tomorrow in former President Trump's New York criminal trial. Correspondent Michael Sisak says the court stands in recess today.
Seven jurors have been picked for Donald Trump's criminal trial in Manhattan. The former president watched as a software engineer, a teacher, an IT professional, and others, Manhattan residents, were selected for this jury in the first of his four criminal trials.
Five more jurors and six alternates must be chosen before opening arguments, which the judge hopes will take place Monday. Deadly gunfire on a New York City street corner last night. The masked and hooded gunmen were riding scooters. The NYPD says one victim was killed, several other people injured around 6 p.m. in the Bronx. Police are investigating whether it might have been gang-related. More than 9,000 scooters, dirt bikes, and ATVs have been taken off the streets of New York since the first of the year. Also at SRNNews.com, several Russian missiles have hit an apartment building in northern Ukraine, killing at least 11 people. More than a dozen other people were injured. Israel's military is vowing to retaliate for last weekend's Iranian missile and drone attacks, but how and when, we don't yet know. Former Democrat U.S. Senator and two-term Florida Governor Bob Graham has died.
Graham gained national prominence as chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee in the aftermath of 9/11. Graham also became an early critic of the Iraq War. The three-term senator made an unsuccessful bid for the 2004 Democratic presidential nomination because of heart surgery. Bob Graham was 87 years old. Andrew Stewart reporting.
Stocks higher so far this morning on Wall Street. The Dow is up 155 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index ahead 69. And the S&P is trading 20 points to the upside. This is SRN News. There's a problem with America's youth pastors.
According to a poll conducted by Arizona Christian University, a lot of the men who are leading young people in local churches lack a biblical worldview. The survey finds only 54% of youth ministers believe that Jesus is the only way to salvation. Just over one-third of them think that there are absolute truths. And only 62% of youth pastors are confident that the Bible is the true word of God to all people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life advocates are criticizing the Biden administration's new interpretation of the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. According to federal regulations published this week, workers will be entitled to time off and other job accommodations for abortions. The act passed with robust bipartisan congressional support in 2022, but sparked controversy last year when the EEOC included abortion in its draft rules. This is SRN News. A Portrait of Winston Churchill by an artist whose work the British leader, and an artist himself, could not stand. It's headed now to the auction block.
The painting by modernist artist Graham Sutherland was made in preparation for a large portrait that Churchill's family later had destroyed. The episode was recounted in the TV series The Crown. The surviving oil-on-canvas study shows Churchill's head in profile against a dark background. It's expected to sell for between $622,000 and $995,000 at Sotheby's in London on June 6th. Sotheby's has put the picture on public display at Churchill's birthplace in rural England. Keith Peters reporting.
House Speaker Mike Johnson insisting he will not resign in the face of Republican opposition to his proposed aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other allies, including Taiwan. Georgia's Marjorie Taylor Greene leading the charge against the foreign aid bills. More details at SRNNews.com.